All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. A couple of great things going on this week is we got signed Scott Taylor, also known as Scotty Too Hotty, and J.J. Dillon is back. He has finally decided to end his boycott of the PWA thanks to all the crap going on last summer in the Akbar era. But before we get into tonight's card, which features the Interstate 74 tournament match being Southern Psycho Elliott Russell facing off against Stevie Ray. You've got Too Cool, Brian Christopher and Scotty Too Hotty facing off against the Stud Stable. Booker T facing off against Superstar Billy Graham. And in our main event, it is Jerry the King Lawler and the living legend Larry Zbysko in a non-title match. So we've got a lot of things going on. But before we get there, let's go into the house shows from this past weekend. Friday night in Decatur, it was Ron Simmons defeating Mike Jones. Chris Canyon defeating Blacktop Bully. Rick the Model Martel and Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin fought to a no contest after interference by Gentleman Chris Adams and Reggie B. Fine. Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion defeated the Heatseekers. And in a non-title match, the International Tag Team Champions, the Acolytes, defeated the American Tag Team Champions, the Fabulous Ones. Saturday night in Danville, it was Gentleman Chris Adams defeating Reggie B. Fine. It was Brooklyn Brawler defeating Beef Stew Lou Marconi. Brian Christopher and Jimmy Golden fought to a time limit draw. Curtis Thompson defeated Barry Horowitz. Razor Ramon defeated Iron Mike Sharp. And then in the main event, it was Superstar Billy Graham and living legend Larry Zbysko fighting to a time limit draw. So again, like I said last week, we were not going to be done quite with them yet. But house shows, it's just what I talked about in the first couple of minutes of the episode. Now we get into the card. First match, continuing on with the Heatseekers and State Patrol, Sigmund facing off against Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. And Sigmund quickly gets fed up with Parker trying to actually wrestle. Sigmund tosses Parker over the top rope to get the quick disqualification in a time of 18 seconds. Russell and Wright make their way into the ring. Both tag teams brawl until the Heatseekers drill both members of the State Patrol into the mat with spike pile drivers. Next couple of matches have the Nightmares facing off against the Rock and Roll RPMs. First off, Mike Davis facing off against Ken Wayne, and Mike and Ken have a decent yet quick match. Mike telegraphs a backdrop, which Ken turns into a swinging neckbreaker for the pin in a time of 2 minutes, 22 seconds. Next match has Tommy Lane facing off against Danny Davis, and Tommy and Danny's match lasts quite a bit longer than their partner's match. Danny tries to keep a quick face, but Tommy rolls through a flying body press. After getting a 2 count, Tommy takes control, eventually getting the pin after a superplex in a time of 12 minutes, 24 seconds. Your winner is Tommy Lane. Now we have the Interstate 74 number one contender tournament match. Southern Psycho Elliott Russell facing off against Stevie Ray. And Stevie Ray makes quick work of Russell, getting the pin after the slapjack in a time of 3 minutes, 28 seconds. After the match, Sigmund rushes the ring. The Heatseekers attack Stevie Ray, but Booker T comes out to make the save. After a brief brawl, Harlem Heat stands tall in the ring. The Heatseekers and Missy are outside. Missy tells her men to get back in the ring and take care of business. Russell grabs the microphone. He tells Missy that he is sick and tired of doing her and Eddie's dirty work without any reward. He announces that they quit, that he want nothing more to do with Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, nor the PWA. He and Sigmund leave the ringside area. Missy fumes and stomps away to the dressing room. Next match has Beef Stew Lou Marconi facing off against Devin Storm. And Marconi and Devin have a great match. The fans are excited throughout the match. In fact, the match spills out into the ringside fans for a few minutes. Referee Jerry Calhoun allows the match to go for a while, but eventually he puts his foot down and forces Marconi and Devin back toward the ring. Devin nails a package pile driver in the middle of the ring and goes to the turnbuckle for a flying headbutt to finish Marconi off. Devin comes off the turnbuckle, but Marconi rolls out of the way. Marconi crawls over to the corner and makes his way to his feet. Devin takes a bit longer to get back to his feet, but Marconi drops him with the Hellfire Lariat for the pin in a time of 10 minutes, 16 seconds. Your winner is Beef Stew Lou Marconi. J.T. Dillon comes out to the interview desk with the Stud Stable, proclaiming them the greatest tag team in the PWA. The future American Tag Team Champions. Check that. The future International Tag Team Champions. This brings out the other newest signee to the PWA, Scott Taylor and Brian Christopher. Sunshine is right behind them. The reunited Too Cool declare that the Stud Stable is still an overrated tag team that will never be more than the one-time Illinois Tag Team Champions. That will be the only thing that they will achieve in the PWA. The Stud Stable attacks Too Cool. The two teams brawl until the referee corps comes out to separate them. And might as well make it an official match. So the teams are escorted down to the ring. Tommy Young climbs into the ring and calls for one man from each side in the ring. Fuller and Taylor begin the match. The two tag teams fight back and forth throughout the match, trying to gain and continue an advantage. Too Cool gains a final advantage as all four men are in the ring. They ram the Stud Stable into each other with a pair of atomic drops and then a pair of drop kicks to the back. Fuller rolls out of the ring. Golden is left by himself. Too Cool signals for the worm, and Taylor hits it for the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 7 seconds. Your winners are Brian Christopher and Scott Taylor, Too Cool. Dillon complains to Young that Golden wasn't the legal man, but Young just walks away from him. Fuller crawls back into the ring to drag Golden out while Too Cool get ready to dance. Neither member of the Stud Stable is in much shape to take advantage of their opponent's celebration, but I'm sure there will be a time coming soon where Too Cool and the Stud Stable will meet again in the ring. Next match is billed as a tag team match from this weekend's shenanigans. Rick Martel and a mystery partner facing off against Gorgeous Gentlemen. So Martel and Garvin get tag team partners involved this time. The former American Tag Team Champions have tried to find out all evening who Martel's partner is. Only when the Gorgeous Gentlemen are in the ring does Martel reveal that his tag team partner is the second most gorgeous wrestler in the PWA, Reggie B. Fine. The Gorgeous Gentlemen laugh at the apparent hilarity of Martel's choice for a partner. Reggie was nowhere near the list of suspects. Martel and Reggie seem to find a rhythm together pretty quickly, but the Gentlemen take advantage of Reggie, pinning him after a super kick into a Death Valley driver by Garvin in a time of 13 minutes, 50 seconds. Your winners are the Gorgeous Gentlemen. All right, IAW update this week. We had last Thursday in Indianapolis, the international tag team titles on the line as the Acolytes successfully defended the titles against the Freebirds. Great match. Wish it were on our card, but unfortunately, that's the territory talking. All right, two matches left on the card. Four big personalities involved. First off, Booker T and superstar Billy Graham. Booker T and Graham come down to the ring. Both of them spend time trash-talking with each other. When the match finally gets started, Graham tries to keep Booker grounded. Booker takes Graham out of the ring with a spin heel kick to the face. When Graham lands on his feet, he waves off the match and stalks back to the dressing room, giving Booker T the win by countout in a time of 4 minutes, 31 seconds. While Graham is walking back up the aisle, Jerry Lawler appears on the entrance ramp. Booker T starts to climb out of the ring after Graham, but Jerry Calhoun holds him back. Lawler stomps down the entrance ramp. Lawler and Graham stand toe to toe as Calhoun counts Graham out. Booker T shoves Calhoun out of the way and climbs out of the ring. As Lawler and Graham look at each other, Booker rushes up the aisle and nails Graham in the back with a running knee lift. Graham slams into Lawler. Lawler shoves Graham off of him. The three of them brawl for a moment until the referees separate them. A big time deal going on here, now even bringing in Booker T into it. But as everybody is separated, Lawler comes out to the interview desk. Lance starts to talk to him about his upcoming non-title match against Larry Zbysko, but Billy Graham and Michelle McCool come out in response. Graham tells Lawler not to worry about the so-called living legend. Lawler needs to focus on his true challenger, the true and only superstar in the PWA. Graham and Lawler begin to talk at each other, but they are interrupted by Larry Zbysko, of course. This brings out the referee corps again to separate the three men. Several wrestlers from the dressing room also come out to help separate them. Zbysko is taken down to the ring. Graham is escorted back to the dressing room. Lawler walks down to the ring, flanked by a dozen wrestlers. These wrestlers take their places around the ring to serve as lumberjacks. Lawler and Zbyszko have a good match, taking advantage of the lumberjacks outside the ring. Lawler gets the pin after throwing Zbyszko out to the Acolytes. They turn Zbyszko inside out with a clothesline chop block combo. They roll him back into the ring for Lawler to pick up the pin after a pile driver in a time of 7 minutes 36 seconds. After the match, Graham sneaks down to the ring with a chair and lays Lawler out with a vicious chair shot in the middle of the ring to end the episode. So, Lawler gets the win. Graham lays him out in the middle of the ring. And the episode is over. And that's the way it is. But this is not going to be the end, of course, between Jerry Lawler and Billy Graham. I don't think Graham is going to be happy with anything unless and until he has the American heavyweight title wrapped around his waist. But that's still yet to be determined if he gets a title shot. But you're going to have to come back next week to see what happens. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I'll see you next week.